Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Have you ever felt trapped? Trapped. Have you ever had that sick feeling in your gut and a strong sense of fear and foreboding? When I read the gospel for today, my mind immediately went into space, and no, I wasn't spaced out. The Apollo 13 mission landed on, or was launched on April 11th, 1970. So some of the older folks will remember that day. It was really an uneventful trip to space. It was the third lunar attempt, people weren't really that much interested in watching these flights anymore. It kind of got boring. It got routine, just like taking a flight from St. Louis to California or Hawaii or whatever. There were three astronauts on board who were just as excited as could be to be selected for this mission. But 56 hours and 47 minutes into their flight, a loud bang occurred. And when you're 200,000 miles away from planet Earth and you hear a bang, I guarantee you, you're not going to have a good feeling. The explosion obviously didn't kill them, but the potential of never seeing their families again and dying isolated in space became a reality. A bare wire had ignited one of the oxygen tanks, blowing out the side of the service module. One tank was completely destroyed. A second was leaking. The fumes they could see spewing from the tank from their window. Houston, we've had a problem. I can't believe some of these pilots, how calm they are under these kinds of pressures. I can't take you through the whole story. Ron Howard did a great job with a movie called The Apollo 13. And it gives you just a great sense of what it must have been felt like to be trapped on that spacecraft 200,000 miles away from home with an explosion. But you know, there's a better example in the Old Testament. It's not in your lessons for today. I'm going to take you somewhere else. It's referred to as the Exodus, and I know you're all familiar with it. You remember that at the end of Genesis, Joseph, one of the 12 sons of Jacob, had been sold into slavery by his brothers, but by God's help, ended up attaining a high position in Pharaoh's court in Egypt. When you turn the page from Genesis to Exodus, 400 years had passed, and the new Pharaoh didn't know much or anything about Joseph. And so the Israelites living in Egypt became enslaved to their new master. You see, Pharaoh had his eyes on the people, and seeing their growth of the Israelites and their potential to revolt against him, decided to start a birth control program by executing the newborns. God rescued Moses in his infancy during that time. And miraculously, Moses ends up in high position in Pharaoh's court. Boy, you see a connection here, can't you? Well, to cut another long story short, Moses had killed an Egyptian and ran for his life into the Sinai Peninsula, where he had an encounter with God through a burning bush. God called Moses to return to Egypt in order to bring the children of Israel out of slavery and settle them into the land of Canaan. And 10 plagues later, Pharaoh is actually eager to get Moses, the children of Israel, and their God out of his land. But realizing what he had done, he decides to chase them down with 600 of his most powerful chariots and all the chariots in the land. So there was quite a force that had gone out to chase the Israelites. It looked like a total slaughter was about to occur. By that time, Israel had gotten to the edge of the land at the Red Sea. And Pharaoh's chariots were like Jesus described, the shaking of the heavens. He says, and there will be signs in sun, moon, and stars, and on earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear, with foreboding of what is coming on the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. Israel was trapped. In Exodus 14, we hear the panic in the people of God, who then turn on Moses. They said to him, "Is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us in bringing us out of Egypt? Is not this what we said to you in Egypt? Leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in this wilderness." In their dire situation, Moses says this to the people, "Fear not, stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent." When our world is shaking, we need to listen to the words of Jesus, who sounds just like Moses. In Luke, our gospel, Luke 21, he says, "Now when all these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." This is great comfort to those of us who believe Jesus will deliver us on the last day. And in particularly in verse 33, he says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." So how do we prepare for such a day? After the parable of the fig tree, Jesus continues, "Watch yourselves. Watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap." Strong drink is the way a lot of people self-medicate when they feel trapped. The problem with alcohol abuse is that it also weighs people down. They actually become more depressed about life, more incapable of dealing with the fears and the foreboding that we all face. But even without alcohol, it is so easy to be weighed down by the cares of this life, and we feel trapped. Maybe you don't think you're trapped. Here are a few ways that people feel trapped today. See if the shoe fits. Are you feeling trapped economically? Even people with plenty of money feel trapped, always having to worry about someone stealing it. And we all know that we can be overconsumed about money. Scripture says the love of money is the root of all evil. How about, are you feeling trapped relationally? Dating problems, marital dissatisfaction, child problems, etc. Are you feeling trapped emotionally? You've lost peace of mind because of the turmoil that just continually stirs in your mind. Are you feeling trapped physically, unable to be mobile because of a surgery, an injury, a crippling disease, or like me, you're just getting old? Are you feeling trapped spiritually, always giving into the flesh and not knowing the power to combat Satan's attacks. We all face one or more of these issues, and we are weighed down by them. And so often, we feel trapped by them. So what do we do? Jesus said, stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape these things which are going to take place. Not just the big cosmic things that are about to happen, but also those natural things that are around us that we deal with. And also the strength to stand before the Son of Man. Will the day of the Lord be a trap or your deliverance? Here's the verse that gives me hope when it looks like all is lost, when I feel pinned down and trapped. Jesus said, now when these things begin to take place, straighten up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. How do we know this is true? We know it because Jesus died, was laid to rest in a tomb, and on the third day, he rose again. And because of his resurrection and then eventually his ascension into heaven, sitting at the right hand of God, when Jesus says, your sins are forgiven, they are forgiven. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. It's in these trapped circumstances that we all face one time or another in our life that the faithful really dig in because of Christ. Looking back at the Apollo mission that we just talked about at the beginning, there was a plan of action that was going forward, but everyone was preparing for the worst, except for the flight director, whose name was Gene Kranz. Asked during the mission if he felt it was going to be NASA's darkest moment, the flight director responded, no, this is going to be our finest hour. With all that they were up against, facing indomitable odds in a crucial race against human endurance and time, he was right. How much more Jesus' words to us, who promises us the forgiveness of sins, who promises us deliverance on the last day, who promises in his power he can even release us from our trapped situations today. It's time to stand up and be strengthened in the words that Jesus gives us. Amen.